When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3161. How do you start saving money living payday to payday? By Misty with womenwhomoney.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. This is the show where I usually read to you kind of like an audiobook, but on Sundays I share an episode from another podcast in our Optimal Living Daily network. And today's comes from Optimal Finance Daily. Please do subscribe to or follow Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're listening to this to support this show. It helps a lot. But for now, let's get right to the bonus episode and Diana's commentary as we optimize your life.
How do you start saving money living payday to payday? By Misty with womenwhomoney.com. Do you ever feel defeated when it comes to saving money? You want to save, but you find yourself waiting for the next payday so you can cover monthly expenses. Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? The paycheck spending cycle. According to a survey from CareerBuilder, 8 out of 10 American workers say they live paycheck to paycheck, a constant cycle of never getting ahead with savings. When you do start to save some money and see progress with your savings, the car needs new tires. What if you had enough money in savings to buy new tires and still have enough left to cover other expenses that pop up? Having money built up for emergencies means less stress, less worry, and more peace of mind. It means having enough money to survive and thrive past Friday and ending the paycheck to paycheck cycle. Stop the cycle. Many of us can relate to the feeling of, where do I start when it comes to saving money? Wondering, how do I save if there's nothing left to save? It creates major stress because the debt continues to grow while savings do not. Below are 6 changes you can make to control your finances and save more money. A few small changes in your financial habits can make huge impacts on your savings. Taking control of your finances. Number 1, tracking expenses. Most get caught up in the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck because of not paying attention to where our money is going, and then it's gone. Sometimes you may even take on more debt, like credit cards, to manage the monthly expenses. To stop the cycle of paycheck to paycheck living and eliminate your credit card debt, you need to figure out where your money's going. Your best bet is to track expenses. For 1 month, make a list of where you spend your money and how much you spend. This can be as simple as just keeping a list on a piece of paper. You could also put all of the bills and receipts in one place until the end of the month and then make your list. It's amazing how much you learn about your spending habits once you start tracking expenses. This step is critical to start on the path to saving money when you live paycheck to paycheck. Number 2, create a budget. Once you see where your money's going, you'll start finding ways to keep more of it by creating a budget. A budget does not limit your spending, it just guides it. You'll begin to see what items can be cut or reduced, such as dining out. You can take a look at your bills and see if you can change to a smaller cable package or cell phone plan. A budget puts you in control of your finances. It lets you determine how much is coming in and decide where it's going out. Then a budget gives every dollar a place and a purpose, starting with your savings. Number 3, prioritize saving. Save first, then spend. Make it your mission. Usually savings comes from what's ever left over, if anything, at the end of each month. This needs to be just the opposite. Before you pay the first bill, pay yourself first, even if it's a small amount at first. Make a savings deposit before paying everyone else. When the focus is on savings and you prioritize saving, It improves over time and becomes a habit. These small savings add up over time and grow into healthy savings started by paying yourself first. Number 4, start small and set a short-term goal. When it comes to your initial savings goal, set a short-term one, such as $100. You could possibly achieve that goal in a few weeks and gain some momentum. You'll need to set aside a specific amount each week to achieve your goal. Where will you find this money? By tracking your expenses. You'll find areas where you can spend less and save instead. You could make a simple money savings goal thermometer for motivation or create a vision board. At the least, writing down your savings goal and putting it in a place where you will see it every day is a great strategy to help reach your goal. Number 5, develop a money-saving mindset. If you tell yourself it can't be done, then you feel defeated before even trying to save more money. Your money mindset is critical to stop living paycheck to paycheck and to meeting your savings goals. Whatever we think finds a way of turning into our actions. When you think positive thoughts about saving money, that will turn into taking steps in the right direction. Change is hard, but these kinds of changes are going to impact more than your finances. Having savings to help in case of an emergency helps reduce stress. Having savings that continue to grow as you set and achieve your new goals creates peace of mind. Automate your savings. Automation is a powerful tool that can transform your finances by growing your savings on autopilot. Most employers, as well as banks or credit unions, offer options when it comes to setting up a direct deposit to automate your savings. Take advantage of these options to save money, save time, and set your savings on autopilot. Automation is one of the best ways to watch your savings grow and scale, first for your emergency fund and next for several months' worth of living expenses. Setting up automation for bills also helps your savings by avoiding late fees. Credit cards depend on our mistakes to make money, and automating reduces that risk of mistake. Break the living paycheck to paycheck cycle and start saving money now. These changes will help break the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and instead give you more control over your finances. You just listened to the post titled, How Do You Start Saving Money Living Payday to Payday? By Misty with womenwhomoney.com. Getting out of the paycheck to paycheck slog is such an empowering step on anyone's financial journey. And I totally agree with Misty here. The first step is increasing your awareness around where your money is going now. The idea of tracking expenses might make you cringe, but it was game-changing for me, and I continue to do it to this day. The reason why it's so powerful is because you need to come up with a plan for how you're going to increase the gap between your income and expenses if you're ever going to break free from living paycheck to paycheck. And you can't come up with a plan if you don't have a sense of where you stand right now. Once you have a clear picture on where you're at now, you get to play the game of optimizing all your expenses. Where can you cut costs? Where are you spending money and not getting enough value from that spending? While of course I think we should all prioritize saving and pay ourselves first, you can only do that when you live below your means. If you track every dollar and optimize all of your expenses and there is still no gap that would allow for savings, you likely need to focus more of your efforts on increasing your income. Pay yourself first sounds great, but it's not really practical to save money if that forces you to have no money for groceries. I know it can be scary to take a deep dive into your finances and look closely at where your money is going. I have been there, my friend. But I would encourage you to let your curiosity be bigger than your fear or shame about this, because you absolutely can put an end to the paycheck to paycheck cycle. And it all starts with the willingness to take a look at the numbers with a can-do attitude. And that's a wrap for the Sunday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.